I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, that why you might hear that live today. What a disaster down in Tampa Bay. 33-16, the Bucs, and it didn't even feel that close. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I had so many thoughts in my head, I forgot the one that I just had. But this is the Daily Douglas for today. Never tweet or text angry. You just don't. Just take your time. Because I think yesterday, a lot of people were tweeting angry.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm like, I didn't have a whole lot to say yesterday after that game. I had to sit at home, and I had to take a nap and try to figure out what I just saw. It was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad. Pretty bad.
You know, I think today's a really good Daily Douglas. Calm down. Give yourself, you know, whatever, 18 hours
but
or so.
But we don't do that. And we don't do that as fans. We don't.
We
go immediately into blame. We play the blame game. We start pointing fingers. I'm talking about during the course of the game.
Fire him. Cut him.
Cut him. This guy's not that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And you can't do that because then you get clouded in your assessment of what you just saw. Take a deep breath, everybody. Pull back. And then take it all in.
I like that. So I've done that for the past, whatever this has been, 17 hours, 18 hours.
Yes.
I can't even do the math. I'm not annoyed. I've done that, Hugh. I've calmed down. And you know what I have to say today? I'm angry. I'm annoyed. I'm frustrated, even with the time to calm down. Because that was an awful, and I know they had injuries. That's a part. We all know that was a part of yesterday. They were missing three of their five best players in the team. But that was an ugly performance by the Philadelphia Eagles. 215-592-9494. And let me just say, because I know we're gonna play the blame game, biggest issue today. It's all an issue, right?
Like you say the blame game.
There's nobody off the hook today. The quarterback was not good enough, and it's been a theme now for the better part of a year that he's way closer to average than he is anything great. That's what my eyes tell me for a long time now. The roster has deficiencies. There's no question about that, and they were aided by those injuries yesterday, you know, making it worse with what they don't have out there. But the biggest thing hitting me today, it hit me last year, it hit me, you know, at times over the course of the last few years, is they have no advantage at the head coach position. None. I watched the entire NFL, and every game you feel like that every team that's good, their head coach does something, like their side of the ball, their area expertise, something to move it forward. Culture builder or offensive guy, defensive guy. We've got nothing. I got a team that's unprepared. They haven't scored a point in the first quarter of any game so far this year. In Nick Sirianni's last 11 games, the Eagles are 3-8. And they've been outscored by almost 100 points. You go back to the last 11 games of Doug Peterson's tenure, and this is worse than that. It is ugly. I have a team that's unprepared right now. And I just keep looking at the head coach, and I can't figure out what he does here to help this football team win. They look totally out of sync, Hugh, yesterday. That was a game we thought would be a toss-up game, and by what? I don't know, 2 o'clock, 2:30 yesterday afternoon?
Yeah,
it was
a boat race.
It was over.
It was like one of them regatta races. It just ran away with it, man. It was something where I had a feeling going into this game that, and I used the analogy, the little boy complex, the little boy syndrome. When big brother is beating you up all the time, and you know you've been working out and everything, and you challenge your big brother, and you're still not prepared. That's kind of how it was. Ty Bowles had Jalen's number. There's no question about that. But I also feel Jalen didn't play well. Let me say that first. But I also don't think that the game plan put him in position to be successful. Now, granted, I know part of that is because the defense put him behind eight ball early. They put him behind eight ball early. But I don't think that the game plan helped Jalen out at all yesterday. There was a lot that goes into this. And I know people like to want – we're going to play the game where who gets the most blame and all. I think there's enough to go around for everybody. That defense that played yesterday – didn't look like the defense that we saw a week ago.
Nope.
And I had a feeling that was going to be the case. Because you got cats in that locker room, all of a sudden, one game, felt like they had arrived. This is the NFL. And the one thing you know for a fact about the NFL is that everybody's watching film. And what you did last week, that was so easy. It's not going to be that easy the following week.
No, it's not. It never is. And it was hard yesterday. And they just got embarrassed down there. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. All this stuff comes back to the Eagles' decision to keep Nick Sirianni. The culture here, which he's supposed to set, I don't believe is good. There's a laissez-faire attitude. You got players basically, you know, and we'll get to a lot today, either rooting for the other team yesterday or touting their own stats after the game after they lose. The culture here stinks. This team feels like a house of cards to me. I know they're 2-2, and there's a lot of season to go. I have an awful feeling about the 2024 Eagles. I do not like where this is going. I don't believe in the head coach. I don't believe, like, how could they come out every game and look unprepared? How? They've been outscored by 23 points in the first quarter this year. They haven't scored. They're the only team in the NFL, and there's four more teams that have to play in week four, but the only team in the NFL through 4 weeks to not score a single point, Hugh, in the first quarter of a game this season. Do you know the last Eagle to score a first quarter touchdown? This name's going to blow you away. The last Eagle to score a first quarter touchdown was Julio Jones last year.
No, the
ghost of Julio Jones. This team, why can't they come out of the gate better, Hugh? I don't understand. They look to me like they didn't practice this week. That's what it looked like to me.
And you have to excuse me, Joe, because I'm going to be really calculated because I'm trying to remember some of the players that I remember from the game. I think that initially when the game started, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come down and score, correct? They came down.
Yes.
They come down
yep.
and score. And for whatever reason, we don't stay in our game plan. And we're trying to match. I guess we're trying to match score for score. And with that being said, Ty Bowles has had Jalen's number. Jalen starts the game, and he holds the ball a little bit too long. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's a little bit indecisive. But we kind of knew that going into the game. I think at that point, we didn't stay with what we started to do because we felt like the game was going to be a boat race, whatever they call it, a marathon, a sprint, whatever. So I think that's where we got outside of our game plan, and now we're trying to go tat for tat with them. The weather was a huge factor in this. I know we talked to Dave Spadaro Sunday, and he talked about how they had been practicing for this and preparing for this all week long. I don't know if they were prepared for it, Joe. I don't think that they took it seriously because guys were dropping like flies. You could tell fatigue set in early for some of these people. And it was a tough way to go. And Tampa did a great job of keeping them on the field. So they were wore out. So on the flip side, your offense is trying to get into their rhythm. And they're going 1-3 punt. They're not really moving the ball that well.
Sure.
Putting your defense back out there. And that was just a recipe for disaster. Yeah. There was a whole lot going on in this game.
And yesterday. It was a disaster yesterday. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. What's the biggest reason for yesterday's loss? The Eagles dropped to 2-2. That was ugly. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Eagles go down to Tampa and lay, I mean, just a gigantic
big
egg.
Old stinky turd.
Yeah, I mean, you got.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I said it. I'm embarrassed by the way they came out. They looked like woefully unprepared. I mean, they didn't even look prepared for the heat. They had guys cramping up all over the place. Players don't know the rules. The defense is just very poorly constructed. And then any little bit of momentum that they had in the game was totally snuffed out by a quarterback who just continues to turn the ball over at the worst time. So, I mean, Sirianni said it starts with him. That was a loss yesterday that felt like it did start with him. They came out just not ready to play. It was lifeless. They have no juice, no identity. I have no idea what
That's
this football team
that
is.
That's all trash you're talking.
But it's not good.
Write checks that you ass can't.
Yeah,
don't let your mouth write checks that your ass can't
there's
cash.
There's no like sense of control with this team. It feels like they're all just sort of working individually and in it for themselves. Like they're not a team right now. And like I think Joe nailed it when he said they're a house of cards. It feels like the slightest little thing is going to set this team off, and it's going to be trouble this year.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. A lot of your reaction today as it's a date event. The Eagles are 2-2, but it feels worse than that. And you might say, Joe, they're 2-2. They'll be fine. I have a lot of concern with this football team. I have a head coach who doesn't give any advantage, anything. In fact, I think he's a disadvantage. He doesn't give me anything on the sidelines. A quarterback that can't stop turning the football over no matter what he says. The results are the same. A defense that just feels like a mess. I mean, it just feels like a mess on that side of the football, plus the injuries yesterday. 215-592-9494. We'll get to audio from Hurts, Sirianni, Saquon after the game. They all pretty much said the same thing. I think they were trying to be positive. It didn't sound great to me, though. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show reacting to an ugly and embarrassing Eagles loss on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dotson in motion. Hurts, back. He is being rushed. He steps up, he's hit. The football comes loose and the Bucks have him. I think his arm was going forward. I don't know. They're saying it's a fumble.
Levante David, the linebacker, he comes through hard and he takes a shot from Saquon Barkley on the pass probe. That ball just has to come out, but when Jaden Cox is on the throw, Levante David is right there to get the football out.
And that was all she wrote. Eagles actually were within two scores at that point. That fumble was the end. A kiss the baby, as some would say on this show. 7 turnovers down for Hurts. A disaster of an effort by the Eagles. 215-592-9494. What's the biggest issue? What was the biggest reason they lost that football game yesterday? Let's go to the phone lines here. Hurts played poorly. The defense stunk yesterday. Effort was not good. I just keep coming back to the head coach. I don't see a team playing with great effort. I don't see a team fundamentally sound. He says the same things every game, and they don't respond. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Welcome to the nightmare, man.
We are there. I mean, Chris, we are there. We are there, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Damn you, Hugh Douglas.
What'd I do?
It's all your fault, Hugh.
What? Because I told the truth?
Yes.
The truth.
Yes. Yeah. And we can't handle the truth.
I told the truth.
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm doing that and want feelings, emotions. throw your flowers. You earn it.
It's not. But see, Chris,
you're actually kind of on a heater here. You called the Saints win. You called the Bucks loss.
It's not about being in a situation where I want to gloat. I want my team. Listen, I want to go to Louisiana, but I just knew, Chris. Yes, you got it. You got it, Chris. What's up?
I was going to say, Hugh, I need you and I need Seth to go down there. I need to let you back in the building because I know they lock the doors. They don't want to play truth in them in that locker room with this group we got. But I need you to sit down. I need you to look at these guys, man. Oh, man.
I don't know. And hey, but me and Seth are on two different sides of this thing, man, because Seth just thinks they're garbage. Because I was listening to Seth the other day. He didn't use the word garbage. That's me putting words in Seth's mouth. And Seth, if you're listening, I do apologize for that. But Seth is of the mindset. I heard him talking about some of the guys, he just feel like they're too small. I feel like if you have to put them in position to be successful. And I know some people are probably looking at him like, what the hell are you talking about, Hugh? These guys, they can't play or whatever. I think that they can play. But playing off the ball, like some of these corners were with these receivers, Godwin and Evans, that's a recipe for disaster. And I understand it's they're bigger receivers, they're more physical. You want to try to give yourself a chance. But in that first half, there was a lot of uncontested throws.
Easy throws.
Which in turn made it hard for the pass rush to get home because they were just 1-2-3 throw. Like a lot of those throws were like just straight up and out timing throws. He didn't have to pull them down or any of that. He just threw the football.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what my eyes are seeing, and I'm like Joe, I calm down. Yesterday I was all up in my feelings, Hugh, and that's why I don't take it to social media or anything when I'm like that because I'll be burning buildings down around me if I do. But so here's where I'm at, guys. Fire Nick, okay? I'm tired of it. You can hear this common theme throughout. All of the calls, all of the analysis of this game. They're ill-prepared. They're sloppy. Here's the biggest thing that bugs me, Hugh, and it goes in line to what you're saying. I cannot stand the softness of this team. They are so soft. And I want to say they because, unfortunately, like, hey, I'm going to lump a couple of the guys that are not. But listen, Jalen Carter, young Thundercat, you want to run your mouth? I'll tell you what, boy, be quiet and do it. Just do it week after week before you start running your mouth. All of these guys that want to go out there and bring themselves out into the softness, oh, it's hot, and I see them dragging themselves around on the field. Man up. Be a man. Stop being soft. And you know who to blame for this? Nick Sirianni, because he's created the stupid culture of these feelings and plants and butterflies and roots, and it's flowering. Yeah, well, you know what? Your team's turned into a damn dandelion, all right? And it's infested. Your dandelions have infested the rest of your green lawn that was the Eagles. And I'm sick and tired of watching my team go right down the toilets. And, hey, Darius, I got a message for you. You're a bum, all right? No one cares about your glory days and what you did back in the day, and you want to go and tweet an hour and a half when you just got drunk all over that field. You had second, third-string receivers catching balls on you wide open. Not number ones. Number threes catching the ball on you. And you want to go to Twitter? Guess what? Your glory days are over. You stink. I want Nick Sirianni fired. I'm done with him. I'm done with him. All right, you know what? Fire Nick. Bring me the Bill. Hire Bill Belichick. Let's bring some real men in here to lead a team. Get rid of this softness, this disorganization, this train wreck, because, man, it is going to be a painful year otherwise.
Well, it's painful right now, Chris. We appreciate the phone call. And we'll get to the characters that Chris mentioned there, some of the players yesterday who, as Kyle said before the show, all bark, no bite for some of these guys. And the Slay thing, we'll get to it. I heard about what happened. I'm so happy I'm blocked by Darius Slay on Twitter, so I don't have to see the nonsense after the game. 215-592-9494. All right, one of the issues here with the Eagles, besides they don't tackle well, they don't get off to good starts, they don't particularly are efficient offensively, is they have a lack of identity. identity. And you know what? The three of the main characters yesterday all said this. Let's listen to them. Jalen Hurts talking about this team and what they're missing right now.
Dallas said that this team needs to find its identity during this week and the next week. Do you agree? Do you think this team has an identity? Or do you think you need to develop it still?
I think there are a lot of teams in this point of the season that don't really have an identity. I think we're still trying to figure that out. I think it's challenging when you've had different moving pieces throughout. In that, and so, given the opportunities you have, you know, it's truly a so what now what mentality, and that's the approach that I've had. You know, I just don't think I've been good enough in those areas. You know, there isn't a doubt of anyone who steps on that field in terms of opportunity. We gotta give guys opportunities and put guys in positions to be successful, and I have to play point out there and distribute it, really run the show and. Lead the charge offensively and as a team, and I got to be better at that.
So a quarter of the way through the season, the Eagles don't have an identity, according to Jalen Hurts. Goddard said it. That prompted the question to Jalen. Let's listen to Saquon Barkley, also on the lack of identity this team has right now.
Yeah, it's tough when you're down 21-0. That's it. It comes with being a running back. But, when I'm able to get going, I think the offensive line do a really good job, and I think I'm getting a better feel for them throughout the season. So 2-2 right now. Obviously, it would like to be 3-1, 4-0. Going to bye week, get healthier, and continue to get better and find what our identity is.
Find what our identity is. How about the trifecta here, the head coach? He's supposed to, you know, cultivate the identity of the team. Here's Sirianni yesterday on whatever their identity is supposed to be.
I think it's early, and I think there's a lot of teams stories unwritten right yet. I don't think, you know, again, you have some things that you have some base things that you think that you do well, but to say, you know, we know what our identity is, we're gonna figure out what we do well. We're gonna continue to do that, see what we don't do well, try to get out of that, and then try to mesh some of the things that together.
Here's what drives me nuts about this.
What's
all right
that?
He's the CEO coach, right? He's not in charge of the offense or defense. He's supposed to set the culture and the identity. If you said to me, Joe, what are the identities of the other teams that have a CEO coach, like Mike Tomlin's Steelers?
Mm-hmm.
Physical, defense, they're going to play smart, right? The Baltimore Ravens with John Harbaugh, what's their identity? They're going to be great on defense, special teams, physical.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Detroit Lions with Dan Campbell? They're going to be physical. They're going to be aggressive. How did the Eagles not know their identity? What didn't this guy reset the core values 10 times this offseason?
Well, you're hot. You need some lavender. I wore lavender today.
It did not help.
I don't give a shit.
I'm contacting HR, you. It didn't help me.
You know what? Shut up.
How could he stand up there and say, I don't know our identity yet? What is your job?
Part of the reason why, let's be real, people, and I know it's hard to do because right now we are dealing with the Eagles' loss. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith were not out there. Let's just, like, I want to bring reality to this conversation because I think a lot of times that we get caught up in certain situations as fans that we just don't see it for what it really is.
I'm sorry for laughing and letting you cook. I see Kyle's angry eyes.
No,
you start
I know.
To
I,
make
see him,
excuses.
I see him. I'm not making it. This is not an excuse, Kyle. Mm. These are facts. What did we do before we got into this, getting ready for this game Sunday? We called up some cats from the practice squad, didn't we? Didn't we call up some cats from the practice squad?
Like Paris Campbell?
I'm just giving you.
Yeah.
I'm just laying out the facts for you.
Yes.
We called up some cats from the practice squad. Mm. And we sat here. And you know what we get caught up at? Because we always say next man up mentality. Buddy came off the practice squad, Joe. It wasn't like he was on the roster. He was on the practice squad. We had to cut somebody to make room for him to play because we didn't have enough people. We were thin at receiver going into this. You know what's funny about this? You called this before the season started because you said, and you said it, I know you, because you were just forward thinking. You said, what if one of these guys get hurt?
The receivers.
What are we going to do?
Because before this, they were always on the field.
They were always on, because you said it. You said they're always on the field. And then with our luck, the kind of luck that we have, we lost both receivers going into this game. And then we had to throw to some guys that one guy was trying to resurrect his NFL career in a bunch of young cats. That's a tough spot to be in.
It is.
And We're going against Big Brother and Ty Bowles, who's had your number over the last couple of seasons. He's had your number. And let's not forget, and this is not an excuse because you're a professional. I'm just giving you all the factors that went into this, potentially went into this loss yesterday. Let's not forget yesterday that there was a heavy emphasis on everybody that was at the game, that was covering the game, so much so that, what's her name, Erin Andrews? She was out there with a tank top on, like a tank top, because it was hot.
It was really hot, yeah.
It was hot. And they made put a heavy emphasis on the heat.
Mm.
That defense was out there. When you talk about the time of possession, go look at the time of possession. It was a 60-minute game. I would venture to say we had the ball all of 20 minutes.
Oh, you're probably right on that, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot that went into this. So I say all that to say this. That wasn't a good look yesterday. Was not a good look. But we're 2-2. 2-2, Joe. Then you looked at me like, what the hell does that mean? We're 2-2.
I'm not going to sit here
and
argue facts.
This is a joke, quite
frankly. You're right. They are 2-2.
We are still in a good spot. We're in a good spot. AJ's coming back. AJ's coming back. And Devontae's coming back.
So here's what I'll say to what you said. You're right. Those are facts. But is that an excuse for losing by 17 points?
No, it's not.
With those injuries, they walked into the game a 1.5-point favorite. I would have accepted a loss yesterday. I think you were on the right side on Friday and yesterday saying, challenging spot, injured and all that. They were non-competitive.
They got beat up.
It shouldn't have been that bad. Like no. if they had lost 20-17 and Jahan Dotson drops a pass in the fourth quarter and you say, Joe, if they have AJ, they have Devontae, they win that game, I would have came in here to say, okay, they looked rudderless yesterday.
So, I just gave you the facts. Now, these are the intangibles. I'm willing to bet that somebody walked out on that field yesterday, and when they felt that, he's like, oh, God, that, I mean, like, damn.
it's too hot.
I was like, hey, Kyle, did you catch that? You caught that?
I did, yes. Hey, you are trouble lately,
no,
dude.
I'm just saying, somebody walked out on that field.
You gotta watch this guy.
Somebody walked on that field yesterday, and they said, good Lord.
This Eagles team is going to be the end of you, buddy.
They're going to be the enemy. This head coach could be the enemy.
No, it's not that. It's just that I want to give people – I'm trying to give you the real. And what's happening is somebody walked out on that field yesterday. I was like, whoa, this is way too hot to play football. And then
but the other
on top
team
of that,
played. The other
did.
Team came to play.
But they're used to it, Joe.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm being honest with you. There was a time where we went – I remember going to Jacksonville before I played for Jacksonville. And we came from the north. And you went down. The heat hit different down south. I keep trying to tell y'all. They got out there, and I remember it vividly. When we went to Dallas, it was like that. But what happened the week before, Rick told us, the trainer, hey, man, hydrate is going to be hot.
Yeah.
I don't think – even though Dave said they prepared for it, I don't think a lot of those guys prepared for it the way that they should have prepared
for it. Didn't look like it because they were cramping up. I can't believe Doc Douglas came to the show today.
No, I'm just saying, man,
because – Friday. He's here today.
This is why I am very, very – before I tweet, I kind of think about everything. I try to put – it's like a pot of food, and I'm putting in all the ingredients.
Yeah.
Why Kyle looks at me like I'm going crazy.
Can I tell you what this is?
I'm sprinkling all the food and stuff in.
This
pot of poo?
Yeah, that's what this is. This Eagles pot, it's bad. The food is bad. The cook is bad. The chef is bad. And the quarterback, I don't even know what his role in this – He's not helping. Sometimes I get really – on Sirianni, and I don't want to leave Jalen off the hook. He played like crap yesterday. I mean, just not good enough. You can't turn the ball over again. John in West Philly, what's up, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, John. Up, well, man? Not good, actually. No, I got you making excuses over here.
My words are being twisted.
We're going to get to that. But, all right, let me tell you guys, I was on my way to live yesterday, right? You know, I was going to watch the Eagles down there.
Yep.
And, you know, I live probably about, like, 15, 20 minutes from there. And, you know, I'm running a little late, so I'm watching the game on my phone. And before I even get there, I'm probably, like, 10 minutes away. The Eagles down 2 touchdowns. So, at that point, you know, I'm just so tired of going in every week just, you know, feeling hopeless or feeling like, you know, are we going to fight today? And, you know, I blame this on the quarterback. You have a 250 million dollars quarterback who's limited. You got game plan around him. When Aaron Rodgers goes into games, you always feel like you got a chance. When Tom Brady walked into the field and stuff, you know, you feel as though you got a chance. We don't feel that way because of Jalen Hurts. We don't believe he has the ability to give us a fighting chance regardless of who's on the field. And at this point, like, I just think he's a front runner.
John, you know where I'm at with Jalen, and I don't think he's completely washed yet or a bad quarterback.
But to me, this ain't all on Jalen.
It's not all on Jalen. But, John, I've got to the point with Jalen where I feel like it's pretty obvious that if you have a really great team around him, he you can win with him. But if things are breaking down around him, he can't lift you up. He's not lift you up.
Yeah.
That kind of, and there's a few. I mean, there's obviously a few of those in the NFL. We don't have one of those guys.
Yeah, and I'm not saying yesterday was all on Jalen. You know, there were times in the game where, you know, we could have got back into it. We could have got a little momentum and all that. But he just never seems to, you know, push us over the hump. And, you know, I'm tired of Vic Fangio playing cornerbacks 10 yards off the line and stuff. If I was an undrafted cornerback, I mean, if I was an undrafted wide receiver, I would be licking my chops to play against the Eagles for all the little dinks and dunks that everybody can get. And, you know, this is a team loss, but I'm like every other fan. I'm tired of coming in every single week and feeling like, you know, are we going to win? I don't know if we're going to win. This sucks. And, you know, I blame it on Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie.
Well, they're the architects of this. John, it's a good phone call. We appreciate it. I mean, look, they made the choice to bring Sirianni back. They built this roster. They picked the coaches around Sirianni, including Vic Fangio. Yesterday, Hugh, there was a lot of that. I mean, it was too easy for Baker Mayfield. After a good defensive game plan last week, yesterday, it felt like Baker just got the ball out. The corners are playing 5, 6, 7, 8 yards off, and it's just like easy pitch and catch.
Man, threw for 347 yards. Is it safe to say now, like, I don't know. But Mike Evans, to me, feels like a Hall of Fame receiver.
Yes, he's a Hall of Famer.
He feels like a Hall of Fame receiver.
He is.
And Chris Godwin is probably going to be, like, close behind that, more than likely. My point is this. You got some really good receivers. I know that there's a thought process that goes into it where you don't want to get beat by those guys. But you just can't – this can't be, like, pitch and catch. This can't be that. Like, they dropped back. There was – for the first half, there was like 12 or 13 uncontested throws that Baker Mayfield threw to those guys, and it was just throwing completion. And the corners were playing off. There was a lot of missed tackles in that first half. That's not a recipe for success when your defense, when you have a defense that the week before played salty. They played extremely salty, and then they went out there. And they looked like a shell of themselves. They looked like they were still in New Orleans, when they played, they didn't do anything. The offense, the corners, I should say, didn't do anything to help that defensive line out. They tried to put pressure on the quarterback, and I think we got a couple of sacks out of this game. I think BG got a sack, and I think there was another sack that was had. We got two sacks out of that game because Brandon had one and Josh had one.
Mm-hmm.
But there were so many sacks that could have been had if you would have just – made Baker Mayfield pull the ball down. There were some good pass rushes yesterday. Bryce Huff had some pretty decent pass rushes yesterday.
But the crazy part is 2 weeks ago, the Lions had Hutchinson had 5 by himself, basically. And last week, the Broncos had 7. So you could get to them.
You could get to them.
If you make Baker hold the ball, but they didn't make...
But we didn't make him hold the ball.
No, we did not make him hold the ball at all. The game plan was a joke. And as far as John's point on you go in every game either hoping... or they would win, or you know, bracing yourself, they're going to get blown out. I saw this number. I think Elliot posted this yesterday. Since the start of last year, they have won 2 games by 10-plus points, so 2, like, significant wins. They've lost 5 by 10-plus points. They get blown out double the times as they blow somebody else out. And it just feels like every game you hope it's a toss-up game, and you hope it goes the Eagles' way, like the Green Bay game or the New Orleans game. Or they're going to lose. Like, there's never any convincing wins. There's never anything. I never walk away from the Eagles in like a year now saying, man, that was impressive. That's a problem. It's a problem with the roster. It's a problem with the head coach. And obviously, it's a problem with the quarterback. 215-592-9494. We'll get all your phone calls up here. Your reaction as the Eagles go down 33-16 to the Bucs. It didn't even feel as close as that. But we have to add something to the list of frustrations that happened after the game at Sirianni's press conference. It caught my attention, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing and hearing from the head coach in the press conference after his team gets blown out. 215-592-9494. That's next. All your calls. Midday show. Sport. Oh, not after week 4.
Get some lavender. Need some lavender in your life.
I need something stronger than Lavender to get through this. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio.
Did you ever notice that, like, Lavender has the opposite effect on Kyle?
He gets angrier, yeah.
And he smells it immediately. Like, oh, here we go. He got upset.
Hugh really... You put a lot of lavender on today to calm us down.
I was trying to calm myself down.
Yeah, it didn't help your coworkers.
That did not help my coworkers.
It was a defiant act by you after the company email you got last week.
After the HR incident. All right, so welcome back. Your phone calls here, 215-592-9494, as we react to a debacle in Tampa. Eagles lose by 17 points. It didn't even feel that close. There's a lot of issues here. The defense was terrible. It's been terrible for 3 of the 4 games. The quarterback continues to be nothing more than average, and the head coach is a total zero on the sideline. And after the game, he's asked about the situation, the issues, and I want you to hear this. This is just listen to Sirianni. This is the first answer to his press conference after the game, but there was something about this. You may be able to hear it. If you can't, I'll explain what I noticed. I heard Joe this morning mention the same thing. It hit him too. It drove me crazy. Here's Sirianni after the game.
Why do you look so disorganized and undisciplined? I mean, your teams to this point have been, you know, no matter what the talent level, you've been pretty cohesive.
Yeah. You know, I felt like, again, as I say, we didn't coach well enough. We didn't play well enough. And that's always going to start with me. If we go out there and lay an egg and we're down 24-0, that's going to start on me. That I didn't have the guys ready to start. But our fundamentals, all right, weren't what we needed it to be. We'll make sure that we're working hard on that. And the bye week's coming at a good time. We got to get our bodies right, and we got to make some changes as far as what's going on fundamentally. You know, early on in the game, I thought we had some missed tackles. Thought we had a couple drops, and those are going to stop drives, and those are going to extend drives, and. That's going to have to start with fundamentals. Then it's going to be looking at where, you know, what kind of positions we're putting the guys in. But yeah, we didn't play well enough, like you said, and coach well enough fundamentally, penalty wise, everything.
So the word salad aside, we got our own coaching version, of John Johnson's snack of the night there. I don't know if you guys could hear it. If you watched the press conference yesterday on TV or YouTube, wherever you watch it. You would have noticed what I noticed. I heard Joe bring it up as well this morning. Nick Sirianni, as he's answering questions about his team being unprepared and his team losing by 17, is chewing gum.
I felt like,
it sounded like it was some tasty gum. It sounded like one of the pieces of gum you just put in your mouth before the press conference.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of gum?
I don't really chew gum anymore since I got these veneers. I'm going to snatch these things out. I don't want to take a chance when these things pop out of my mouth.
Well, maybe Nick Sirianni needs some veneers. Here's what I don't need. I don't need a head coach after his team gets blown out chewing gum. It just seems so flippant. It seemed to me like
a bad look, man.
It's a bad look. Like, how about go up there and show some emotion or show that you feel what the fans feel? Chewing gum? It just came across as like, yeah, you know, we got blown out. What are we going to do? How about you coach better, dude? Get the gum out of your mouth.
See, and I know a lot of people are going to say, why are you guys upset about gum chewing? Put it like this. If you were called into the office, say if something happened and your boss, the head boss, calls you into the office and he asks you, whatever job you work at, and he asks you something about, hey, but what's going on with the line or whatever business you work in and you're chewing gum, what do you think that message what message do you think that sends?
I felt like, again,
like whether or not you think it's a big deal or not, because this is still a business. NFL is a business. Your boss calls you in the office and you're chewing gum. How do you think he perceives that? Like perception, because perception is reality.
Totally.
And that's what you're talking about. You're not talking about, you know, it's football. We all know it's football. It's a sport, but it's still a job. And you're still answering questions to people that want to know what happened. It's not a good look.
Another way. Yeah, I mean, it's basically was snack of the night. What the heck?
Look at you. Was waiting for that.
Oh, it was a good one. Another way I look at it, Hugh, you mentioned, you know, going into your boss's office. I think the post-game press conference is almost like a shareholders meeting. Like the CEO.
That's a good way of putting it.
Has to talk. We're the shareholders. We're the fans. We're part of this.
Accountability.
And that's the first message I get is I got the head coach chewing his gum during the spit the gum out.
It tends to rub people the wrong way.
Well, rub me wrong. It's annoying.
It makes people.
Like a pro.
It makes people feel like you really don't care.
I'm sure he does care.
He does care.
I don't think he's trying to stink. It just bothered me. Chris at Plymouth Meeting. What's up, Chris?
How are we doing? I'm your speakerphone.
I should say morning, not good morning. I don't, excuse me, sorry about my voice. Not too much good about this morning. But if you just give me 30 seconds, I just got a lot to get off my
chest. Go ahead, Chris. You got it. Floor is yours.
And then you could just take it from there. Thank you. Devin White situation, that's confusing to me. I wonder what's going on there. N'Kobe Dean missed way too many tackles. That's what he should be good at, stopping the run and tackling. Happened way too often. No tackles there. I'd like to see Isaiah Rogers on the field. I would say more, but just on the field, period, would be great. CJ GJ, is he cooked? Speaking of safety, Sidney Brown should be coming back a little bit after the bye. I think that's kind of going to be a boost no one's really talking about. Jalen, you've got to get the ball out. You have to get the ball out. This is game after game. Get it out quicker. Way too many penalties. I don't think we've won the turnover battle in about 12 games.
It is 12. Yeah, Chris, it's actually almost impossible to go 12 straight games without winning a turnover battle. It feels like insane.
It is absolutely no effort from the defense. I know it was hot, but we need a little bit more. Hurts, and you hit this a little bit earlier, he needs to elevate the players around him. You're a $255 million quarterback. You need to elevate people around you. Also, and finally, in regards to press conferences, if I'm Howie Roseman, I think you say to Nick, hey, Nick, your answer is 20 words or less. 10 would be ideal.
We're limiting
that's
the
much what
yeah,
I got
Chris,
for
man.
You.
We appreciate the phone call. So now we are limiting the head coach's words at a press conference.
Yeah, and I just want to say something. Look, we're going to have to. I think it's important for your sanity, for everybody's sanity.
And we need
not
sanity.
Not insanity, yeah. Sanity.
No, I'm at the insane part.
No,
yeah.
For sanity, we need to stop correlating Jalen's what he makes to what he should be doing.
I don't know if we can do that.
No, but that's the going rate for quarterbacks. And right now, I think the problem that we're having is that we want Jalen to be extraordinary when, at this point, right now, he's not that guy.
But they paid him to be extraordinary.
They paid him because he was a good quarterback that got your team to the Super Bowl with a loaded roster.
So I agree with you. So I'm going to say something now that actually probably won't really matter for 2 or 3 years. Hugh, I have a new edict on quarterbacks.
What's that?
Unless they are truly special, okay? And there's not that many that are truly special.
You need to stop that right now, Joe, because it's not going to happen.
If I'm the Eagles, I'm never paying another one again.
Got to pay him.
No, you don't. You don't.
Do.
You don't. You just draft another one.
Got to pay him.
I'm not. Unless I get a truly special one, and I'm not, look, I think Hurts will still be here next year, and we'll try to figure this out. But at some point, I don't know if it's 3, 4, 5 years from now, they're going to have a new young quarterback, right? And he'll be cheap because that's the way it works when you come out of the draft. And then he will progress to the point where we have a discussion should they pay him. I'm telling you right now, unless that guy has the physical skills of Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, you know my answer right now. You cut the audio and save it. If they have another quarterback that looks good but not overwhelmingly physically great, I'm out. I'm not paying a quarterback anymore. Howie Roseman has built two great teams. Two. And what were they both around? A cheap rookie quarterback.
Yes.
Howie can't build it around a mediocre, expensive quarterback. We've seen it now twice.
The unfortunate situation that Howie was in, I mean, it was fortunate for Jalen, is that he took the team to the Super Bowl when they went to the Super Bowl.
I know.
And he had to be paid.
But you didn't have to.
But let's be honest. It looked like Jalen was trending in the right direction. And let me be clear. This is not me saying that Jalen's regressing, but it looked like he's trending in the right direction.
Then he was. He looks like the right direction now?
No,
he doesn't. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. And to be clear, Hugh, I was for paying him then. Like, I was wrong. Like, I'm changing my mind moving forward. All right, your phone call's coming up on all of this. Reaction to yesterday. What's the biggest reason that debacle happened? And we'll get to Merrill Reese joining us. Plus, we'll recap just a disastrous social media weekend by some Eagles players. I mean, it might have been worse than the game, if we're being honest. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late.
late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.